This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for President Trump's former lawyer is hinting that the president's former attorney is willing to work with the special counsel when it comes to the Russia investigation.
Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest and is more than happy to tell the special counsel all that he knows.
That's lawyer Lanny Davis after his client, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to 8 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations, charges that were not part of the Russia probe, but were connected to supposed hush money payments that Cohen had arranged for 2 women so they would keep quiet about affairs they claim they had with Donald Trump years before he was elected. President Trump blasting ESPN at a rally last night for its decision not to air the national anthem before NFL games. And this is USA Radio News.
Car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 discrete.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
No reports of damage, but a powerful earthquake struck off the coast of Oregon early today. The USGS says it was a 6.3 magnitude, and it was centered about 190 miles west of the town of Bandon, 4.5 hours southwest of Portland. After weeks of searching, 20-year-old Molly Tippett's body was found yesterday. They believe the Iowa college student was killed by a 24-year-old illegal immigrant. President Trump raised the story during a West Virginia rally last night.
You heard about today with the illegal alien coming in very sadly from Mexico, and you saw what happened to that incredible, beautiful young woman. Should have never happened illegally in our country. We've had a huge impact, but the laws are so bad. The immigration laws are such a disgrace. We're getting them changed, but we have to get more Republicans.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More women than ever are running for office, and most Americans think it's great, according to the new Pew Research survey. Overall, just over 60% of the adults surveyed said they think it's a good thing. Women were more excited about it than men, though. 68% of women said they're happy about it. 51% of the men were happy about it. Republicans not as thrilled. 45% of Republican women said more women running is a good thing. And just 34% of Republican men thought so. And a quarter of conservatives say they'd like to see a female president in their lifetime, but the other three quarters couldn't care less. In Colorado, Christopher Watts will be staying in jail without bond after being formally charged yesterday for the murders of his pregnant wife and their 2 young daughters.
At this point, I have denied your right to bail.
Prosecutors say Watts murdered Shannon Watts and their daughters, 4-year-old Bella and 3-year-old Celeste, last week in their home in Frederick, Colorado. However, Watts claims he killed his wife in a rage after she murdered the 2 girls. And the package that Barnum's Animals Animal Crackers from Nabisco come in have long shown animals in cages. However, PETA has won a campaign to get Nabisco to change it. The animals are no longer in cages. They're just kind of standing around. And for USA Radio News,
message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you fly me through. You hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the one, the only, Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research, and the author of the book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. London, always an honor to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you.
Well, the Rasmussen Report is tracking the presidential approval rates, shows 46% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 51% disapprove. The latest figures include 33% who strongly approve of the way Trump is performing, 44% who strongly disapprove. Interesting, as we go into the midterms here, Herb, generally the economy is what it's all about, we've been told. James Carville made it clear it's the economy, stupid. But somehow that does not seem to be translating when you consider what the economy is doing right now.
Well, I think we haven't seen the full effects of the economy. But there is no question that what Trump has done is truly remarkable. I think that every American will get a paycheck that's a lot larger than they've seen in the past. But more importantly, I think there's this sense of optimism about the future of the American economy, the growth rate in the American economy, the job creation in the American economy. These are factors that have not even been considered by his predecessor, Obama.
Exactly. And, of course, a lot of this is being throttled back. You know, we point to the mainstream media for not being very fair-minded about reporting the successes and the wins that we, the people, are realizing. I mean, here our checkbooks are, you know, we've got balances in our checkbook that are in the black, not in the red. Our wallets are a little bit thicker as a result of tax reform and, you know, some of the other heavy, you know, regulations that have been weighing down this economy. The mainstream media has purposely gone out of its way to report 90%, 9 out of 10 reports about the president and this administration to the negative. So it's a bit confusing to the everyman, is it not?
Well, it's a bit confusing, but it should not be confusing to minority groups in America.
Exactly.
The Hispanic population has the lowest unemployment rate in its history. It's true of the black population. It's true of those under 25 in the black population. I mean, these are record-breaking standards that should receive the kind of front-page headlines that you would expect from this kind of achievement. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened. But it's a demonstration of the bias within the press.
And it's unfortunate because organizations know, you know, for those of us who have been in business, you know, you don't want people around you that have a bunch of stink thinking. As Zig Ziglar would say, you want people who have their feet on the ground and they're reaching for the stars to make big things happen. And as you say, the enthusiasm factor across this country, according to bankers, many of the bankers, almost without exception, Herb, that I've spoken with, say that, boy, there's small business activity on the upswing, people opening up new businesses on the upswing, and the reason they're doing that is because of the positive mindset that they're holding to in spite of what the mainstream media would be telling us.
I think the fundamentals in the economy are very sound. I think what Trump has done in liberalizing the tax code is extremely important. And I think that the repatriation of American dollars back into the United States will have yet another profound adrenaline shock on the economy. I'm very buoyant about the state of the American economy, at least for the next year or two.
Well, Herb, I'm right with you in that respect. What I'm seeing, though, is this underlying ideological warfare that's taking place. It's not a Republican or a Democratic thing necessarily as much as it is kind of a deep state kind of thing. You know, there are people who have been saying for a long time that have been greatly rewarded because of the incompetence of the country, the way it's been running. And now you got Donald Trump who comes in, he's turning tables upside down, and practical things that people at home would look at and say, wait a minute, well, you know, how does this make sense? Well, somehow in the government lingo, it makes sense. But meanwhile, we've got $21 trillion of debt and rising. You know, when are we going to do something about it? And Donald comes in, President Trump comes in as a problem solver. He's solving problems much to the disdain of those that like the government being big and cumbersome.
Well, the president is swinging a Babe Ruth bat, and he's gone to K Street, and he said, enough. I mean, these guys are earning $1 million a year. They're doing nothing here. The swamp is very deep, and I've got to do everything in my power to clean it. And to some degree, he has been enormously successful. The Republican establishment is not happy about it, but I can assure you that what Trump is doing is the right thing. And not only the right thing for Washington, D.C., but the right thing for the country, for the people who finally come to the realization that these elitists in Washington very often have lost sight of the average guy who's earning $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, are we going to be a constitutional republic or not? I mean, we've abandoned sound constitutional principles to the point now, I mean, here we are, we're talking about manipulation of an election in 2016 by the Russians. And I'm saying, look, we're ignoring an incredible amount of voter manipulation that's been taking place domestically. Case in point is what happened with the DNC, Hillary Clinton, this dossier, the whole Mueller probe. I mean, it is absolutely endless, Herb. You know, the stuff that's been going on, but, you know, Bob Mueller wants to ignore what happened in the deep state realm and go after guys like Paul Manafort and Mike Flynn. How does that make sense?
Well, there's a double standard here, and a standard for one side, the deep state, and a standard for the rest of us. The deep state should not be determining the future of America. A coup d'etat is not possible or should not be possible in the United States. Trump understands the dangers involved. He knows they're out there to undermine his presidency. And he's got to do everything in his power to withstand that kind of pressure. It's not an easy thing to do, but it seems to me that this president is up to the task.
Herb, are the people starting to see this? Are they starting to see that what took place here is a coup d'etat, and the FBI, the intelligence community, all complicit in it? Of course, John Brennan is all excited because, you know, President Trump wants to revoke his security clearance. I mean, and I was shocked, I tell you, I was not aware that they held on to their security for a lifetime. I mean, why would they have to hold on to their security when they're no longer part and parcel of solving problems within our government?
Plus the fact these are decisions that have to be made by the President of the United States, not by the deep state, not by the CIA, not by the FBI. And the President has decided there isn't any real reason for Brennan to have this kind of security clearance. He's right. And it seems to me that when you have someone like Brennan, who's calling for the president's trial as someone who's treasonous.
Yeah, treasonous. Trial and execution.
This is remarkable. Exactly.
Right.
It seems to me that what you have are people who are operating against the Trump administration and doing everything in their power to undermine it.
Well, they don't like the idea that the veil is being pulled back. And this president, as we said repeatedly, has been an exposing agent to the deep state and all this that's been taking place in our country that is taking us in the wrong direction. We've got more from Dr. Herb London on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're just about at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden.
As promised. Thomas back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, just the way you like us. A fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Herb London, the president of the London Center for Policy Research, continues with us. Dr. London, I want to go overseas here. Let's take a look at North Korea. What's going on here? Last we heard that North Korea is not denuclearizing. In fact, they seem to be ratcheting up their new missile development. What's happening?
Well, it's not at all clear. But what is clear is that Pompeo has got to sit down with the leadership in North Korea and make it perfectly clear that the United States will not tolerate a situation where denuclearization does not occur. The fact is that we went through these discussions. We received some sort of understanding about this matter. Of course, there's always ambiguity in the way in which these things are interpreted. But I think that we've reached the end of the line, and where Pompeo has got to say to Kim Jong-un, look, enough is enough. We've played this game. We understand extortion. We know what you're trying to do, but the United States will not tolerate it any further.
Well, this is not an administration that leads from behind, is it?
It's certainly not. It's one of the things you have to admire about Trump. He is saying, look, I want to take the leadership here. I recognize the fact that this is a difficult situation. They are not threatening the United States, but they are certainly threatening the region. And we have obligations within that general region with Japan and Vietnam and South Korea. And so we want to do everything in our power to assist our allies.
Well, the sanctions continue, which is good news, but also what is, again, what it's exposing is, Russia's complicity along with China supporting North Korea. So they're blunting the effect of the sanctions a bit, are they not?
Well, they certainly are, and they're doing everything in their power, just like the deep state in the United States, to try and undermine Trump. On the other hand, Trump also understands what game they're playing. And they're playing a game that obviously will give them greater influence in that part of the world. But the Chinese, again, use North Korea as a stalking horse for so many of the ambitions that they have in eliminating the United States from the region, which is, of course, the key goal for the North Koreans.
And, of course, meanwhile, China is feeling some pain because of the trade war that is taking place. America has all the cards. It's almost not a fair fight, but China, because of the way they're set up, they can sustain this for a little while longer. But how much longer can they do that, Herb?
Well, you already see in the negotiations that they become conciliatory. And they're conciliatory in large part because they know, the Chinese know, that they're the ones who will be adversely affected by a trade war. They do not want a trade war with the United States. So they're perfectly willing to be flexible. What Trump has done very cleverly, he will take two steps forward, take one step back. He will make some concession after he's made his initial bold statement. And I think it has worked as a strategy. Whether it will continue to work remains to be seen. But I really see signs that the Chinese are perfectly willing to be flexible at a time when they said they would not.
Yeah, you get to this game of chicken, and when you consider the cards that the United States holds, and Donald Trump is a heck of a poker player. I mean, the international community has to go, wait a minute, we want that other president back here because we knew how to play him a little bit easier, but Donald Trump's not one to be played, and he's got the poker face on, and he knows he holds all the cards here. So America is not afraid to exercise its advantage to the benefit of we the people.
Well, Trump said, let's make America great again. And there is no doubt that America comes first in the negotiations with the Chinese, the North Koreans, and just about everyone else on the globe. That, it seems to me, at this point, is the right strategy. After a period of neglect, after a period where the United States was not entirely sure about what kind of foreign policy, if any, existed, it seems to me that Trump is moving the country in the right direction at the right time.
Even though less than half of the country sees it moving in the right direction, but again, I think some of that, I would not be surprised if somebody's thumb on the scale on that, because I think considering what we went through in the previous 8 years and what this president has been able to do and what 500-plus days is nothing short of outstanding.
I would not lose sight of the fact that the Rasmussen poll has the president at a 46% approval rating. That's not inconsiderable. And there's a lot of time to be left before these congressional elections in 2018. So I think that the president has recovered and is moving in the right direction. I also believe that in the end that the Republicans are going to capture both the House and the Senate.
Well, I really do not see a blue wave. I'm like you. Regardless of what the mainstream media would want to tell me, I'm just not seeing it. Herb, let's talk about Turkey and Erdogan. Erdogan doesn't want to let the pastor Brunson go. Donald Trump is insisting before any further conversation with Erdogan, he's got to let the pastor go. Erdogan is saying, okay, I'll let him go, but I want some trade concessions. Here we are dealing with trade again.
There's no question that what you have in Erdogan is a what I would call a political schizophrenic. He wants one foot in NATO and one foot in the radical camp. He can't have it both ways, but that's attempting what he's attempting to do. After right. 2002, when he was elected, and Turkey became the darling of Wall Street and was doing very well indeed, there was spending overspending, leading to tremendous amount of inflation in the country. The country is now paying for that inflation, so that what you have is Erdogan's policies actually created the situation that we are in at the moment. He needs financial assistance, but the fact is that even with financial assistance, Turkey isn't going anywhere, largely because of the confusion within the country and the confusion created by the head of state. If Erdogan tomorrow would be asked, what do you want? What do you want to accomplish? He would say, well, I want a healthy arrangement with Iran because we've had this iron, this gold for oil program mm-hmm. for some time. And not only do I want that program, I want to remain in NATO. But he will take the secrets of NATO and sell them to China. And
exactly.
If not China, he will sell them to Russia. So what good is it to have him in NATO? I mean, exactly. I think that this is all a lot of nonsense. If it were up to me, I would get him out of NATO in the next 5 minutes.
And I think that, again, relying on the term of exposure, this is all coming out to the forefront. I mean, you don't have to be duped any longer about Erdogan's duplicitous nature here. And speaking of Iran, with the sanctions heavy back on them, renegotiating this deal, which they're not happy with, obviously, they're showing off a jet fighter as tensions with the U.S. rise. What do you make of that?
Well, I think what you're seeing is all of these nations come to the realization that what you do is you try to the degree possible to put the United States in an awkward position. Trump, of course, won't allow it, but there is no doubt that what they are doing is putting as much pressure as possible. And even though it may not appear coordinated, to some degree is. The North Koreans work very closely with the Iranians. And when they coordinate things, they coordinate them by meeting and talking about strategies that will be implemented.
But, Herb, what kind of money? I mean, here they are. They're virtually bankrupt anyway. It's not like they're heavy in cash. What kind of money do they have to put behind any kind of Air Force effort?
Well, they don't. And, in fact, when you have demonstrations in 80 Iranian cities, claiming that money should be spent at home, not abroad, and what they consider to be fiascos. There is no doubt that there's an awful lot of discontent, and there's only so far you can go. You're absolutely
exactly.
right. There are limits to the capital available in Iran, and there are limits to what the government can do.
Well, Herb, we got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the time and the insight. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the book, Leading from Behind the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Thank you so much for being with us.
Bill, always a treat to be with you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for President Trump's former lawyer is hinting that the president's former attorney is willing to work with the special counsel when it comes to the Russia investigation.
Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest and is more than happy to tell the special counsel all that he knows.
That's lawyer Lanny Davis after his client, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to 8 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations, charges that were not part of the Russia probe, but were connected to supposed hush money payments that Cohen had arranged for two women so they would keep quiet about affairs they claim they had with Donald Trump years before he was elected. President Trump blasting ESPN at a rally last night for its decision not to air the national anthem before NFL games. And this is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
The America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. We've got the corporate communications manager of Sight and Sound. Katie Miller joins us now. She works with the leadership team, management teams, and individual departments within the Lancaster and Branson locations to bring synergy, cohesion, and direction to internal, external communications. Basically, all that language is to tell you is she herds cats all day long. Because when you got creative people, they're going in all kinds of different directions, but she knows how to keep them under control. Katie, good to be talking to you again. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. It is fantastic to be talking to you again. And yes, you are right. Herding cats. We have live animals, not just cats, here at yes. The theaters. And so it's a lot of herding all around for sure.
Really? Exactly. Well, we appreciate you coming on to talk about the epic musical drama Moses from Sight and Sound Theaters that's headed to theaters nationwide September the 13th and the 15th. It's going to be a Fathom event, right?
Yes, that is correct. We took Jonah to movie theaters last year, and we are beyond excited to be doing it again for the second time and taking Moses all across the country. Right now, I think we have over 750 locations carrying the event on September 13th and 15th.
Well, we had a lot of success. I say we. I feel like a part of the team as often as I've spoken with you and Dean and Sight and Sound, and you guys have captured. I mean, I just am so supportive and excited for all the hard work and all that you do for Sight and Sound in bringing these biblical stories to life in such an epic way.
Yeah, I mean, we are passionate about what we do, and we have so much fun doing it, and we hope that translates onto the screen. You know, these shows are massive. We're known for being larger than life, you know, with a 300-foot wraparound stage and, you know, a cast of 55 and live animals and three-story high set pieces, all those things. But at the heart of the bigness of everything, aside from all of that, at the end of the day, we do what we do because we believe in the messages of these stories. And there's something to be said for the experience in a movie theater where the cameras capture perspectives and angles that you don't always get in the massive theater. When you're sitting amongst 2,000 people in a big auditorium, you can only see so much of the detail and see so much of the emotion that's on the faces of the actors portraying these characters. And so when you're in the movie theater, it's an entirely different perspective. And so we just, it's just a way for us to be able to extend what we're passionate about beyond the stage.
Well, exactly. I mean, you've already had what some 2 million plus people see Moses at the two theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania and Branson, Missouri. And so now this gives you and all of us an opportunity across the country, 750 plus screens across the country to participate in this Fathom event and see Moses in a theater setting. I mean, this is going to be spectacular in much the same way as it was for Jonah. And Jonah was extremely successful, so we look forward to another success story when Moses is released.
Yeah, and we hope, I mean, you know, we know, yes, Moses was already seen by 2 million people, and honestly, personally, it's my most favorite show. And but we know that not everyone can come to Lancaster, not everyone can come to Branson. And so the opportunity to be able to see it in your own backyard, you know, with your family, with your friends, youth group, church group, whatever, is something that's really, really special. And one of the most meaningful things to us, you know, on a completely packed out, sold out day at between the two locations, we can have, 12,000 people come through our doors. But to be able to do this to potentially hundreds of thousands of people across the nation is just, it's remarkable and very humbling, if I'm being really honest. It feels like just such an exciting step for us as an organization to see, you know, what the future might hold.
Well, over the years that you and I have talked about Sight and Sound and how this evolved, I mean, this is such a God thing. I mean, this is so huge. And, you know, the talent, I mean, let's not underestimate the talent and how God has brought the talent to the two facilities and the operation of Sight and Sound. I mean, for you, you've got to sometimes pause, I would think, and look over and just appreciate the blessings of the people that God has assembled there at Sight and Sound.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think you know this, but I grew up in the theater. My grandparents were the founders of Sight and Sound, so I've never not been here. I don't know any differently. And yet, I mean, you say sometimes, I think it happens every day, that I just have these moments of pausing and going, how in the world did we get here? I mean, my grandfather was a dairy farmer and, kind of stumbled into doing multimedia productions as a way to make ends meet and use his creativity. And it kind of just grew from there. And to your point, we see the fingerprints of the Lord on every step of our journey and in every person he brings through our doors and the amazing team that we have today. All of the incredibly talented craftspeople that are bringing their talents, the unique design and creativity that's in every single one of them, to this place every day to produce these shows, it's just completely remarkable. And the screens have a very special place in our hearts because our history started with slide projection shows back in the 60s.
Right.
And so to kind of come full circle back to the big screen again is something that, my grandparents, they're still living and very active. They're not involved day to day any longer, but it's something that has just been even really meaningful to them to kind of see the whole journey come a little bit full circle right now.
What do they say about how it's evolved and exploded? I mean, this has just got to be incredible for them to see. Here you got a dairy farmer, and like as you say, started with a slideshow, and now to see it at this level, this has just got to be phenomenal for him and your grandmother.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think they, if anybody appreciates what we do and where we've come from, nobody can more than them, because they, you know, tell stories of building set pieces in their garage and sewing, you know, costumes in their living room. And, you know, I remember those days too, but not in the same way that they did. And our journey has not been without trials. I mean, and we had a fire at one point in time that destroyed the whole theater in 1997. And at that point in time, almost didn't come back from that. And so they know, you know, the journey, what journey it's been, the trials and challenges that we've overcome, and to be able to, at this season in their life, look at where we are and where we seem to be going. And, you know, we're into our fourth generation of family members being involved in the business on a day-to-day basis. It's just, it's overwhelmed. And, I mean, they both often say, like, can you believe it? Like, my grandpa says, right. Can you just believe that this is what's happening right now? And they're like, no, grandpa, I can't. I don't know. We're all a little bit as amazed as what you are.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we're touching a little bit on the history, and of course, fans are going to be treated to a special behind-the-scenes look as part of this Fathom event as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want, you know, our vision statement as an organization is to bring the Bible to life, both on and off the stage, through who we are and what we do. And so, you know, it's more than just a job to us. It's more than just the thing we do every day. It's an honor to present these stories. It's an honor to be a part of this thing that feels so much bigger than us. And we want those that are being introduced to us potentially for the first time to really know the heart of why we do what we do every day, because it's a big part of the whole Sight and Sound experience.
Well, Katie Miller, in this last minute that we have together, I'm going to let you summarize, this next epic presentation, the musical drama of Moses from Sight and Sound, that'll be breaking out in theaters nationwide September the 13th through the 15th. So tell us what you want people to take away from this epic drama.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the story of Moses starts at the Nile River, in that moment that we all know where his mother put him in the basket, and you travel right alongside Moses all the way through to the Red Sea. And the heart of this story really is to take Moses off the mountain, that pedestal that we all put him on, and really get to know him and who he was and what God did in his life, and hopefully see a little bit of ourselves reflected in his story too.
Well, she's the corporate communications manager for Sight and Sound, Katie Miller, on Bill Martinez Live. Katie, God bless, and big hugs to everybody, the whole team. Tell Dean we said hey, and we're looking forward to the release of Moses, a Fathom event. Make sure you save that time. Take your friends, your small Bible study groups, your churches, September the 13th through the 15th, a Fathom event. Get your tickets now, okay?
All right. Hey, thanks, Bill, so much. It was great to talk to you again today.
Always. You take care. God bless.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands, like Levi's, Converse, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Keurig. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get, with no limit. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 22nd through 29th. Redeem August 30th through September 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself amongst the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your healthcare, you're not alone, okay? And I've got good news for you. The solution is Liberty HealthShare, a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor, your hospital, really, your doctor and your hospital. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the chillins. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. With us right now, Andrea Kay. Yes, the one who's got her finger right on the pulse of what's going on around the water cooler. She's monitoring the buzz there. Hey, Kay, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to be with you.
Hey, always good. You just got back from New York. Good fun there on the East Coast?
Ooh, I am wore slap out. I had a little too much fun, Bill.
Did you?
But, you know, I was only there for like 4 days. So, you know, I may be a small gal in a big city, but I knew how to have a big time. So it was all good. But I got to tell you, yeah, I'm glad to be back on the West Coast. Who would have thought that I would, a girl from, you know, from the South, New Orleans, would end up loving the West Coast so much. But I got to tell you, as much fun as I had in New York, I'm glad to be back here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand they kept the fires roaring for you on the West, huh? While you were gone?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. When are we going to do something about the global warming? I mean, it's causing the fires out here, and according to Stevie Wonder, it also caused Aretha Franklin's death. So, we got to get a handle on this.
How did he connect the dots there? I mean, that is bizarre. I mean, and everybody wants to blame, Trump because of, climate change and on and on. I mean, it's everything. Now it's because of climate change, the death of Aretha Franklin. I mean, forget the fact that, God says, God, the creator of heaven and Earth, who says when we're coming and when we're leaving. I guess that has nothing to do with it. So we'll just say that climate change trumps God, huh?
Yeah, evidently. You know, it's odd because Stevie Wonder, obviously, he talked about not climate change but the global warming aspect. So apparently, Steve hasn't gotten the memo that they don't call it. Is that the inconvenient? The fact that they're out in terms of the results of the global warming that they predicted. You know, by now, Florida was supposed to be underwater, right? So they changed
exactly.
The climate change, Stevie. It's not global warming anymore. And, oh, by the way, people have been hot a really long time. I spent half my time in the South growing up in the heat with no air conditioning. And if it is what made us die, Bill, I would have died a long time ago. the good news for Americans is, I mean, life expectancy 200 years ago was 40, okay? Right. We're all going to die at some point, which is the sad news we got to bring to you today on Bill Martinez Live.
Yes.
And it's through scientific advancements that we're able to live, you know, as long as we do. So I think that this was a shame on Stevie Wonder for doing this, because we should just be appreciating the wonderful music that Aretha Franklin brought our lives.
Yeah, without a doubt, that we'll continue to listen to for the rest of our lives, that's for sure, and pass on to the generations, because she was, she wasn't the queen of soul for nothing, you know, that's for sure. I mean, when I got the news myself, it was sad to hear that we had lost her voice, but thank God for recordings and the many memories that she brought for us. In fact, I had to go back and look at that, one of my favorite scenes in the Blues Brothers, you know, when they're in the diner. I just love that. I mean, it just captured her ability and her charm that she was the full package, was she not?
Yeah, I mean, she just lit up that screen. She stole every scene that the camera was on her, whether it was in a movie appearance like that or whether she was in an award show or in an interview. You know, she just really stole the attention away from anybody else in the presence. She was in the scene because she truly was, she had that it factor in spades. And I think in part it was because she was a humble gal. And it's just a shame that, you know, somebody of her enormous talent and charisma and charm and good heart, she was also known to be active in her church and in her community, that anybody would attempt to politicize her death in this way.
Right.
You know, all tributes to her right now should be about an extraordinary woman and her extraordinary life. But the left will leave nothing unpoliticized. You know, we're still with the NFL, still, you know, refuse to do right by the American people and right by love of country because they allow the left to politicize the NFL. I mean, where does it end, though?
The thing is, okay, let me tell you, now that you brought that up, I just wrote a column on this, that why doesn't the NFL follow the lead of Kim Kardashian? You know, Kim showed him what to do. She goes to the White House, meets with the president. It was a social justice issue, and she pled her case to the president, and she got the woman freed. I mean, if it's truly a social justice issue that the NFL is claiming, where were they? I mean, the president, in fact, we spoke with Dr. Alveda King last week, and she was in a meeting with the president. They were addressing this issue. A lot of hoopla. The left was going crazy over the meeting that was held at the White House. But look at the president's doing something about it. It's on his radar. I mean, it's more than his radar. I mean, he's got meetings. He's got people. He's got outside counsel coming in and addressing these issues. And Dr. King was there to witness this and to report on it. And, and I go, well, where's the NFL? If they're concerned about social justice, why didn't they show up at those meetings? Why haven't they participated? Because I guarantee you this, and I put this in the column, that if they said, look it, and they called the president and said, look, we want to come to the White House, okay? Not, you know, reject, not show up at the White House, but we're going to come and respect the office, respect the people's house. We want to come to the White House, have an audience with you, and we want to come on your team. We want you to be on our team for social justice. Can we come together? And my closing line is, I believe this could happen, is that if they were to do that, then, you know, the NFL could restore their brand. And I would say this, that Donald Trump, I see this happening, AK, that Donald Trump would take a knee with the NFL players in the White House asking God for wisdom to solve these social injustice problems, because the wisdom of man is not good enough. We keep messing this up. We got to look to God. God's got the answer on this. And I see the president taking a knee with these football players, and in a bond of solidarity and unity, this could go a long way, because sadly, many Americans are frustrated because, you know, they're looking at another football season of, you know, these silly antics that have been taking place, wrong place, wrong time. But why don't they follow Kim's lead and go have a meeting with the president? I mean, she showed them what to do, and, you know, let's see if they have the wisdom to follow her lead.
Well, you just laid out so many amazing points there. First of all, the imagery that you just laid out in terms of President Trump in the White House with NFL players taking just gave me chill bumps. What that would do for this country in order of unity, and as well as what it would do to help repair the NFL, it would just be an extraordinary moment. The reason why it won't happen is because, going back to what you talked about, what Kim Kardashian did, what did she do? She actually was very specific about an issue that concerned her. And not only was she specific about what that social justice issue was, she actually had a person, a victim, that she was advocating for when she went to the White House. President Trump was correct in saying about the NFL players that most of them didn't even know what they were taking a knee about. They don't have a specific issue for which they care about. That's why they're not going to go to the White House to talk about what. And all they're doing is being incredibly lazy and self-centered and looking to have a moment on camera, and where in 2 seconds or 30 seconds they can do something dramatic and then run out that makes them feel good about themselves and puff out their chest. Doesn't help anybody but their own egos. Then they get to trot out on field and do what they love to do for 60 minutes and then get in their fancy car and go home to their mansion. They don't really care about doing anything on the part of anybody else. If they did, they would have a specific issue in mind, and they would be doing it. They would have a specific issue in mind, and they would be actually putting effort behind it.
Exactly.
Where are they when the cameras aren't rolling? What are they doing? Where are they? What issue are they representing?
Exactly. Well, you bring up an excellent point, and we can only hope for the sake of the brand of the NFL. I mean, you know, I know you're the same way as I am. We're not promoting and rooting that the NFL go by the wayside. And, you know, I mean, they've been shooting themselves in the foot. They've compromised their brand. I think this is an opportunity and could be a solution to where they could get themselves back on track. And, you know, maybe the NFL could be great again. We'll have to see. But I think that road leads through the White House, possibly. And we'll see how that plays out. One final thing as we wrap things up here, AK. Of course, the hoopla over Brennan's loss of security clearance. I say it's about time. I'm surprised that a lot of these operatives out of the Obama administration were allowed to hold on to their security clearance for a lifetime.
It just goes to show. Here we've got a man, as Rand Paul said, is a national security risk. A man who illegally spied on the Senate. A man who lied before Congress multiple times, including the fact when he lied that the dossier was used as part of an attempt to illegally spy on the opposition party candidate, Donald Trump. But this was a man who also participated in the cover-up involving the deaths of four Americans as a result of the Obama administration and the State Department refusing to honor security requests as well as adhering to threats of terrorist attacks. And he pressured our heroes and threatened them to try to get them to sign a non-disclosure agreement. How that began? Why is Paul Manafort they're locked up for 23 hours a day?
Solitary confinement.
Why is Paul Manafort in solitary confinement 23 hours a day looking at 350 years? And we got Paul Brennan, who's a traitor to the American people, and he's still got a security clearance?
Yes.
It doesn't even make sense to me.
You got it. We got to leave it right there. Andrea Kay, she keeps her pulse on the water cooler conversation and reports to us every week. AK, thank you very much. Appreciate the insight as always.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit.
They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.